In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. I don't love that part of our gospel reading today. It creates an uncomfortable juxtaposition. Now, on one hand, we have this image of Jesus emerging from the baptismal waters, the Holy Spirit alighting on him like a dove. And on the other hand is Jesus with a pitchfork. That's what a winnowing fork is, a pitchfork. And it's interesting that the devil is the one so often portrayed with a pitchfork in art and folklore, when according to the Bible, Jesus is the one holding it. An unnerving juxtaposition. Now, we heard this same verse about Jesus separating the wheat from the chaff just last month on the third Sunday of Advent, when John the Baptist was doing some major ranting. Earlier in this chapter from Luke, John chastises the crowds who have come out to the wilderness to be baptized. He calls them a brood of vipers and says they're all in dire need of repentance. And by the time he gets to this part about the wheat, chaff, and unquenchable fire, it can end up sounding like a threat. But here's what's really incredible. The next verse, which our gospel reading actually skips over, is this. So with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. And so how is it good news? Well, let's start with what separating the wheat from the chaff is all about. In Jesus' day, the harvested wheat was separated from chaff or husks by lifting both up into the air with the winnowing fork. They'd both go up, and then the wind would blow away. The lighter chaff would blow while the heavier wheat, edible grains, would fall to the threshing floor, a large flat surface. So this unneeded chaff would end up in a pile downwind, and then it was burned. And when it was burned, it did so with explosive combustion. Even now, farmers know that a fire in a dry wheat field cannot be contained or controlled. So what does this analogy mean? Well, the Messiah, according to John, will preserve what is valuable and destroy what is worthless, just like the farmer does. Now, Bible scholars say this may apply to good and bad individuals on Judgment Day, or to the good and bad aspects of each individual in the current day. And I have to think it's the latter, since baptism is all about the beginning of the Christian life, not the end. Moreover, the primary aim of the farmer is to save the wheat, not to burn the chaff. Our salvation as wheat has nothing to do with whether another person burns. It's about the purifying effects of fire in us, burning away those sinful tendencies that keep us from the fullness of life in Christ. That is the power of the baptism that Jesus offers. The fire of the Holy Spirit to refine, to sanctify, and that fire, God's fire, is most certainly unquenchable. So I suppose the next question is, how does baptism aid in our sanctification? How does it help us live holy lives? There are a number of ways to answer this question, but I'm going to answer it with a little trivia, a fun fact about Martin Luther. In the early 1520s, Luther was holed up in a castle translating the Bible into German, so that for the very first time, somewhat regular folks could read the Word of God for themselves. And while he was doing this, he struggled mightily with doubt and despair from what he understood to be the devil. He thought the devil was tormenting him, causing him to doubt God's grace or think that God was angry and hostile rather than loving and merciful. So whenever this happened, he would yell out, "I am baptized." And people throughout the castle grounds would hear him doing this. "I am baptized." Not "I was baptized," but "I am baptized." Now call me crazy, but I think this could be a handy practice for us. Maybe you don't yell it so that others can hear you, but yell it in your head or when you're by yourself. Yell it when you are tempted to sin. Yell it at the forces of discouragement and every other thing that tries to rob you of the peace that is yours in Christ. Yell it when the power of fear and self-loathing, hubris, or hatred creep in and try to tell you who you are. To yell, "I am baptized," is to renounce the devil and all his empty promises. And more importantly, it is to affirm God's binding promises, the unshakable and unbreakable promise that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. This means that he will make us and mold us into his likeness. He will burn away the chaff in our lives, gather us up like wheat. And then what happens to wheat is that it becomes bread. We become bread just like him. So as Jesus gathers you to himself, may you become what you receive, the very body of Christ, for this broken yet beautiful world. Amen.